Moving on to action item number six, discussion and possible action on surplus personal property. John Paul.
Still, yes, sir. Still me. This is, as y'all remember, one of our exciting items that we have here that we bring to you oftentimes each quarter, surplus personal property. You saw the list again in your handout. We're required under our statute for the board to take action to dispose of property that we determine or the board determines is no longer needed in the operation of our business. That property has been identified. We attempt to identify each quarter if need be. Some quarters we don't have some, but this quarter we have a fair amount of equipment and assets here. It was detailed in your handout. I'll be happy to discuss any of the items as you look through, and then I'll come back and read this in a second. But you see, it ranges from just some furnishings, old cabinets and a little bit of furniture, to some other equipment, including some old welders and some motors, boat motors that have long since been out of service that we've been using for parts. The Temple Belton plant, some equipment there. Lake Granbury has a piece of was a Kawasaki mule there, of utility equipment, and then the majority of it is trucks, work vehicles that we've had that we are disposing of and are already in some cases have actually replaced some of these vehicles or have gotten the replacements. We've not disposed of them certainly, but have put new vehicles in place at the end of last year, and then have ordered and are receiving at this time replacement vehicles in to replace these vehicles. We review each of those vehicles really on an ongoing basis, but certainly through the budget process, looking at the mileage of the vehicles, the age of them, certainly looking at the maintenance history and safety issues associated with it, and evaluate when a vehicle gets to a point where we think there could be some safety concerns with it or the maintenance doesn't seem to be cost-effective anymore to continue to try to maintain it. Makes sense to certainly replace them. So. That's what the case is with each of those. And then there's some computer equipment at the end just that we need to dispose of. Any questions?
Any questions for John now? Just for the new directors, we do take minutes we take an audio of minutes, so we have to read all of this into the record. So we'll get to hear John's lovely voice quite some time to come. So, John, if you would please read the resolution.
Okay. The following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 26, 2009 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to dispose of the following surplus personal property under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority. Equipment. Central office. 12 vertical four-drawer file cabinets, no longer needed. 1 lateral four-drawer file cabinet, no longer needed. 1 mobile desk, no longer needed. 1 mobile typing desk, no longer needed. And 6 office chairs, worn and no longer needed. Possum Kingdom Lake, RSMU, 1992 welder, Lincoln serial number A, 1206040, 5839 hours. 1992 welder, Lincoln serial number A, 1206047, 4,062 hours, replaced because no longer economic to maintain. 1993 outboard motor, Evan Rude serial number G3244134. 1994 outboard motor, Evan Rude serial number G0362-5673. 2002 outboard motor, Mercury Optimax serial number OT469903. Coleman PowerMate portable generator serial number 93450234. 7 horsepower Briggs and Stratton water pumps serial number 170432-1037-0171-05131. Replaced because equipment is no longer serviceable or repairable. Temple Belton regional sewage system, 2 1990 wastewater influence screens. 6-foot by 16-foot stainless steel wedge wire drum, serial number none. 6-foot by 16-foot stainless steel wedge wire drum, serial number none. Replaced with new wire drums, one in 2007, one in 2008. 1996 John Deere utility vehicle, serial number W004X2016035, 2,000 hours approximately, replaced due to poor condition. 1976 John Deere tractor, model number 301A, serial number 2331, 3,000 hours approximately, replaced due to poor condition. Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System, 2004 Kawasaki Mule, serial number JK1AFCG164B508366, replaced with the 2005 Easy Go Mobile Cart, serial number 227-7929. Vehicles, various locations, all vehicles below were replaced in the fiscal year 2008 or fiscal year 2009 budget. 2000 Ford Expedition, vehicle number 0744, 127,819 miles, assigned to Lake Limestone, replaced with the 2008 Ford F-150, vehicle number 7488, due to maintenance and safety concerns. 1994 Ford F-250, vehicle number 2900, 103,300 miles, assigned to Possum Kingdom Maintenance. It was replaced with the 2009 Ford F-150, vehicle number 6056, due to maintenance and safety concerns. A 1997 Ford F-250, vehicle number 1982, 170,088 miles, assigned to Possum Kingdom Maintenance, replaced with the 2009 F-250, vehicle number 2377, due to maintenance and safety concerns. A 1995 Ford Expedition, vehicle number 7013, 145,713 miles, assigned to Possum Kingdom Maintenance, replaced with the 2009 Ford F-150, vehicle number 3213, due to maintenance and safety concerns. A 2001 Ford Expedition, vehicle number 1651, assigned to Possum, 133,643 miles, assigned to Possum Kingdom Lake Rangers, to be replaced with a 2009 Ford Expedition due to maintenance and safety concerns. 2003 Ford Expedition, vehicle number 9559, 143,002 miles, assigned to Possum Kingdom Lake Rangers, to be replaced with a 2009 Ford Expedition due to maintenance and safety concerns. 2003 Ford Expedition, vehicle number 9560, 144,988 miles, assigned to Possum Kingdom Lake Rangers, to be replaced with a 2009 Ford Expedition due to maintenance and safety concerns. A 1998 Chevy 3500, vehicle number 6254, 105,886 miles, assigned to Lake Granbury Maintenance Operations, to be replaced with a 2009 Ford F-250 due to maintenance and safety concerns. A 2004 Ford Ranger, vehicle number 5994, 136,194 miles, assigned to Brushy Creek Lab, replaced with the 2008 Ford Econoline E-150, vehicle number 4207 due to maintenance and safety concerns. 2002 Ford F-250, vehicle number 2060, 143,165 miles, assigned to Georgetown Operations, to be replaced with the 2009 Ford F-350 due to maintenance and safety concerns. A 2000 GMC 1500, vehicle number 1720, assigned to Clute Richwood, to be replaced with a 2009 Ford F-150 due to maintenance and safety concerns, with 132,657 miles. A 2002 Chevy 2500 HD crew cab, vehicle number 6689, with 130,571 miles, assigned to Technical Services Environmental, to be replaced with a 2009 Chevy 2500 HD crew cab due to maintenance and safety concerns. 2001 Ford F-150 extended cab, vehicle number 1275, 134,150 miles, assigned to Technical Services Safety and Training, to be replaced with a 2009 Ford Expedition due to maintenance and safety concerns. Computer equipment, not in working condition, 38 assorted monitors, 17 assorted workstations, 8 assorted laptops, 10 assorted printers, 6 boxes of old speakers, 2 boxes of old keyboards, and 2 boxes of old cables.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Do I hear a motion to adopt? Moved by Director Moore, seconded by Director Bennis. Please pull the board.
Presiding Officer DeClewitt?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carrava?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Thank you, John.